Hey guys, Teapot here. Just want to make a quick announcement before the episode gets started. We're going to be switching to once every other week and still posting on Fridays. Keep an eye out in your feed. We might still do some live streams every once in a while on those off weeks. But because of that switch, we are also going to be switching our Patreon from $2 a month to $1 a month to reflect the half episodes. If we do live streams and stuff, we'll still post everything on there. But with that being said, let's get on with the show. Enjoy. Hello, and welcome back to Dungeons & Shinobi, Episode 8. I'm your Dungeon Kage, Teapot, and with me today we have Marcus.
Hello, I'm Marcus. Oh, that son of a bitch with his lawnmower's back! God damn it. Hello, yes,
please, I'm Marcus. Bear with us if you hear a lawnmower.
Don't worry, we'll take care of that for you guys.
Marcus's neighbor decided to mow his yard in a fucking thunderstorm, so that's nice of him.
But yes, hello, I'm Marcus, I play Akira.
So yeah, that's Marcus. We also have Beans.
Hello there, I will be playing Kyushiro Jugo.
Holy shit, that's like the first time you didn't say oi oi lads.
You do say that a lot.
No, I've said it. Yeah, I've started saying it recently, don't worry. If you check the previous episodes, I did say like, hello there, how are you doing, and shit like that, being all formal.
I'm just used to you doing the oi oi lads. Anyway, sorry. And we also have Briar Rogers.
I guess there's no lawnmower here.
There's only rotaries.
Only rotary mowers.
Wait, oh, rotaries. Oh my god, that makes more sense.
Yeah,
we're a rotary household.
There's only rotaries in this household.
I thought you said he had ovary lawnmowers, and I was confused as shit.
Ovary?
I was confused as fuck.
Oh, man. We just got done recording the recap.
I'm gonna go throw a brick at my neighbor.
Just make sure you mute yourself first so they don't hear the brick. That's technically evidence in court. We just got done doing the recap, guys, so sorry. We might still have a little bit of recap energy. And if you're not a patron already and you want to go hear us have recap energy, go over to Ramen Recap, quick plug. But besides all that, let's do a little recap. Bear with me here because I've actually written a little intro for this one because I thought it would be fun. Ladies and gentlemen, Shinobi and Kenochi, welcome back to another thrilling episode of Dungeons and Shinobi. Last week, we witnessed some spectacular battles that left us on the edge of our seats. In the first match, Akira Suna demonstrated their incredible agility and skill as they deftly dodged the famous Nara Shadow Possession Jutsu. With unwavering determination, Akira turned the tables, leading to Mitsuma forfeiting the match. Next, the arena witnessed a clash of fire and madness as Gi Kurenai and Kale Uchiha faced off in a formidable match, seeing Gi's black flame-like chakra envelop her fist and feet, creating an awe-inspiring spectacle. Kale, however, proved to be a force to be reckoned with, unleashing a jutsu that caused chaos in the stands and even inflicted harm to an unsuspecting spectator. The emotional rollercoaster continued as Kale, annoyed with Gi's crying, used a shared emotion jutsu on his teammate Kishiro. The stands were filled with tears as Kishiro, now overcome with sadness, wept openly. Now the anticipation rises as we approach the next battle. In a surprising twist, Kishiro Jugo is pitted against one of his own teammates, Akira Suna. This clash of comrades promises to be a heart-wrenching and thrilling spectacle. Will they be able to find Kale's missing eye? Will the stands ever be rid of the blood stains from the fat spectator? Find out now on Dungeons & Shinobi!
Will this guy ever be finished mowing his fucking grass?
Will this guy ever stop mowing his grass? So yeah, you guys, we last left off where Akira was announced to be facing Kishiro Jugo. Your guys' names get called out and you are ushered down to the hallways that split. And just before you guys make a turn off, you have a chance to kind of get a couple of words in as you walk side by side down the halls and the ref ushers you.
Akira continues walking, looking straight forward with his arms crossed, but his eyes just kind of glance to the side. Kishiro, I have an idea, but you may not like it.
I swear to God, if you get sand in my socks.
As of this moment, there's only four of us left in the tournament. You, Kale, myself, and that other man. From the looks of it, getting close to him may be near suicide. And no offense, but that seems to be your specialty. I'm not necessarily telling you to throw the match, but I feel like I may be a better opponent for him. And to add on, I've already constructed a plan with Kale. Should Kale and I have fought, we were going to fake his death. As we know, the Kurt Kunai Company, They're the ones responsible with disposing of casualties. That being the case, it may be... Well, if Kale and I do end up fighting each other...
With that in mind, would it not be worth me faking a pass out or faking a death?
That's what I'm saying. We could put on a bit of a fight. Obviously, we don't want it to look too scripted. However, if you fake your death, and then Kale and I follow through with our plan, the two of you can work behind the scenes. Will I possibly get the chance to talk with Kurt himself?
The only thing I'm thinking is if I can get into wherever they take the bodies.
They should just take you right there. They'll think you're dead after all.
Alright, here, you go left, you go right. The usher gestures for you guys. You hit the split in the hallway. I'll say you guys were walking, kind of whispering under your breath.
Kyushiro is just looking at his fingers, trying to figure out which way is left and right.
There's one right here. No, the other way. The other way.
He just goes straight other door and tries to break
just
the wall.
Go this way. Okay, how about you just go to this door then? He points to Akira. Just go to that one. He's not going to get this.
And Akira just walks forward.
Yeah, so as you guys make your way there, you reach the doors that open up to this giant pit. You hear the kind of roars and cheers as the next round takes place. A new ref comes out and makes his announcements. All right, step right up. Now we have Akira Tsuna versus Kishiro Jugo on my left. And now we have, on my right, Akira Tsuna. And there's some applause, a little bit of like clapping, cheering, whistling. And as you guys come out, he says, I'm sorry, I must be mistaken. Kishiro Jugo is on my right and Akira Tsuna on my left. Did they tell you? Did he tell you to go? Wait, all right, whatever. All right, boys, you know the rules. I don't got to explain them to you.
He just whispers over to the ref, I'm not good with directions.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, all right. All right, so any questions before we get the match started?
Which way's left?
And fight! All right, go ahead and roll initiative.
Okay, cool. We're starting it off with a 4. Started with a 4. I rolled a nat 1, but I have +3 to initiative.
It's 14 plus initiative, which is... Shit, why am I struggling at 4 plus 3? 17.
17. Okay, yeah. He says fight, and your like muscles kind of twitch instinctively, and you get to act first. What do you do? Kishiro
gets into the iron fist stance. This being just a taijutsu stance rather than an actual technique. Doesn't cost any chakra, nor does it cost like a turn or anything along those lines. All it does is gives me an extra armor class point and buffs your attack if you're wearing combat braces, which is great, from just regular damage being a d6 to a d8. Proceeds to run towards Kale and throws the first punch.
Yo, awesome. You're jumping up into the audience. That's awesome.
Oh, shit. No, that's the wrong way. Fuck. Kale. No, wait. Sorry. Goes to punch Kira.
You're always on my mind too, baby girl.
Yeah.
Sorry, I miss you so much, Dad.
Just jumps up into the stage. Yeah. No, Kale. Now he is.
This is for making me cry.
I'm pretty sure I said Akira.
All right, so that's a d8, and then plus the extra damage type damage. 13 damage. Oh, wait, no, that's fucking wrong.
Is that to hit?
I was supposed to roll a... I'm dumb as fuck.
It's okay, we're only on episode 8.
All right, so that's a taijutsu attack. Yeah, that does not hit, even with the plus 7.
Oh, yeah, that does not hit at all.
So you sprint forward, and you go to swing, but the earth shifts a little bit under your feet. Maybe it was Akira. Maybe you just slipped.
I'm just dumb.
But, yeah, you do a big swing and a miss. Oh, he takes a swing and a miss! And that makes it Akira's turn.
Akira, still standing with his arms crossed, just glances to... I imagine he's like swung at him and he's kind of like standing next to him or a little behind him to a degree. So Akira just kind of like leans back, like looking that way, and he just... Earth release... Earthen grasp, and all the sand begins morphing together, and they reach up and just latch onto Kishiro from both sides. Just kind of latch onto him.
You sure you don't want to latch onto Kale?
Kale, you're next! I don't know why you cheering.
The stands. Fuck!
I'm so excited.
I don't know why you up there cheering. You next.
Okay, so what does he have to do? Is that like a strength save or something?
The target must make a strength saving throw.
Oh, that's perfect.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not good for you.
Right, what is the save total?
The save DC is 15.
Bear in mind, I get a saving throw of +7 as well.
Wow, you rolled an exact Jesus 15 Christ. Too.
22 strength save. Okay. Somebody scooches over to you, Kale, on the stands, and is kind of like, is that the guy who was crying earlier?
He does look very whiny.
Yeah, but he looks kind of strong now, right? Like, when he was crying, I was kind of like...
Strength is relative.
Yeah, I guess.
Strong of muscle, weak of heart.
Maybe, man, I don't know.
And dumb of ass.
And dumb... You got that right, man.
And I nudge him and I say, 2 silver on the small one.
2 silver? On the small one?
Kyushiro just proceeds to hear this and shouts, 8 gates of death! No!
You don't hear this. This is in the stands. Everybody's cheering and shit. Yeah, he's like, you know what? Fuck it. All right, yeah, I'll do 2 silver. Yeah, and this guy puts 2 silver down on like the rail in front of you guys.
I'll put my silver there too.
All right, sweet.
Anyways, while he tries to read this, for context, the slow evolution of Kishiro is he's going to turn into Infernape.
He turns into Infernape?
Yeah, he's just going to turn
into... The Pokemon?
He's going to become Infernape by the end of the series.
Oh, you mean that's what... Okay, I thought I was like, what jutsu let you turn into Infernape? That makes sense, yeah. What, you mean just like aggro punching all the time?
Yeah.
So, Kishiro, would you like to describe what happens when you
Kishiro
break free?
Kishiro notices the hand of sand slow, well, I assume quickly approaching. And since he's observed this technique time and time again, and most people tend to try to brace for impact, instead he just thinks, oh, fuck it, high five, and then proceeds to try to punch a way through, which somehow works.
You high five your way through his sand hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck that, understand it.
Okay, yeah. Oh, and that's a sand hand miss! And that makes it your turn.
Oh, God. Kishiro, admittedly holding back due to the fact that this is a friend, not some random stranger, he's not buffing up, proceeds to run back over to Uakira. I've tried to avoid saying Kale, I've tried very hard. And proceeds to attempt to throw another punch. And hopefully it works this time.
You're not furious fisting or anything, huh?
Nah, this is a friend, not some random douche.
I mean, he's using his jutsu. He hung back on you. I'm not trying to make a case either way. I'm just asking. I'm just an observer.
No, I rolled a natural 1. That is not working.
Critical failures, baby.
God, none of us are rolling well today.
So you, after high-fiving through this, there's some...
Sand in my eye, I'm guessing?
Yeah, like residual sand that kind of trips you up a little bit. You don't fall prone or anything, but...
Yeah, I was about to say, as he's throwing his punch, you can see, like, Akira's hands, like, obviously they're crossed. You can see his hand quickly, like, flick, and just a little bit of sand slides under his foot that kind of throws him off and makes him miss the punch.
He forgot to blink, he's that dumb.
Oh, and another swing and a miss, folks! Looks like there's no jetpacks here now! Maybe he's run out of steam!
Alright, so Akira then closes his eyes for a moment and just dust particle drizzle and all the little bullets and sand and dirt and little stone bullets come up, except you may notice that usually they're more razor sharp. These are more flat edge, so if they hit, they're just gonna... It's almost like they're not near... They don't seem as fatal as usual.
Rubber bullets, essentially.
Mm. Exactly, yeah. So they will still hurt, but Kishiro may notice that, hey... He's not actually kind of like how Akira knows that he's holding back. Akira is holding back as well. They're not actually trying to kill each other, but the crowd doesn't know that.
Oh, he's being nice to me.
Yeah, because you guys know each other's jutsu, so you know what it looks like when it goes all out. Mm. So you guys definitely noticed that each one of you is playing with kid gloves a little bit. Not that the crowd that just eats it up, though. They love every second. Every time something like that happens, they're like, wow.
Though, and as he's on the ground, he just kind of waves his arm out, and the whole little wall of these bullets and sand and everything just zoom towards Kishiro.
Make a dex save, Kishiro. Damn, all your shit saves.
Dex save. Oh dear. So 13 plus 5 dexterity save. That is 18.
Plus 5. God damn. That is a miss.
It's fucking frustrating to fight against you guys, isn't it?
Damn, I know how you feel.
So, to make it look like it's more of a serious fight, obviously, though, there's this big wave of bullets going at him. Akira does split it a bit, so it looks like It's almost like a dome, so it almost looks like they're going all around him, so he's getting pelted from every side, when in all actuality, nothing is actually hitting him, which because he split it too much, so it's kind of a fail on Akira's side.
Okay, actually, you know what? Actually, since you've described it this way, and I like to do this for roleplay...
I was gonna say, have you ever watched The Matrix and we could have got away with it?
Well, I would like to give you an opportunity here, Kishiro, because you guys said as much at the very beginning when you were coming in that you were going to fake this. Mm. So would you like to give me a performance check and pretend like you got hit with these? Or would you like to just pass it by you and just do what we're actually going to do?
Do I have... yeah, sure. D20s, right?
Yep, a D20 plus whatever your performance is.
That is a 12 plus 1, 13. Kushiro attempts to basically make his calves as stiff as possible so that he can lean back and basically do a Dio pose to avoid the sand shurikens. Well, in this case, bullets.
You do that, like, sort of Matrix-ish, like, lean back. I think the Dio pose you're talking about, like, where they do that, like, super hardcore leaned back while still somehow standing up straight, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the key to it is basically knees forward.
Yeah. Okay, so you weirdly, like, Matrix JoJo hold yourself up as, like, bullets hit you. You see, like, a lot of the crowd's eating it up. It doesn't, like, the guy sitting next to Briar is kind of just like, oh, fuck, man, I might lose my fucking silver, god damn it. But some people are also like, did that actually hit him? I don't know if that hit him or not. It looked like he missed, but all right, whatever. And the announcer's just kind of like, oh, and it's another hailstorm of pebbles and rocks and sand.
It's a hailstorm, a ship from the floor.
A hailstorm, yeah. And that makes it your turn, Kishiro. How are you playing this up? Do you want to pretend like you're super hurt? Just keep in mind that you pretended to take that, but you don't have any damage on you, so.
Because the roll was quite low. Rather than being like a 20 and basically just pulling some perfect gymnastics or some shit.
Some possum shit, yeah.
In the previous fight, since there was a kick to like the collarbone which cracked, it caused it to go out of place. So Kushiro locks that back into place and proceeds to basically grip his fists as his skin slowly turns gray.
Oh.
Activating raw chakra form, slowly basically plating his skin in almost becoming more reptilian.
Well, it looks like his luck is running out, folks, because it is the signature Jugo clan Hinjutsu.
How hard do I want to go with this? He's gone as a raw chakra form, but the only thing is that costs an action, and the only thing I know that I can do that actually proceeds with a fight that would be a bonus action is either heavenly breathing, which, let's face it, that's just going to do more damage and risk knocking out Akira. Or,
I mean, if you're worried about that, why'd you go into raw chakra?
To make it look like I'm not just half-assing it.
That's true, yeah.
The guy said, oh, he's out of firepower. So I gotta throw something else. Or end up going with hammer. Fuck it, to bear a little bit of time, I'll also take a second to activate first heavenly breath. As now that he's basically fully gray and I'll say to add flavor due to like the contracting of muscle and stuff like that, a few inches taller as well, going from like 5'11 to maybe 6'3. Starts breathing and you notice that the
you get taller.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how muscles work. I'm assuming it's like some Hulk shit.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm picturing Bane.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
He like sense. When he activates his little thing like in the cartoons and stuff and just gets fucking jacked.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm just picturing that, but because like the plating from the Jugo clan, it's like a mix of Bane and have you ever watched like any of the Superman cartoons and seeing Doomsday in that?
Yeah.
I'm picturing something like that. And activates first heavenly breath and proceeds to once again start breathing in a vacuum like motion and allowing more air to get into his lungs and slowly increasing his pulse and his eyes slowly reddening. And that'll conclude my turn.
You hear behind you in the stands, Kale, you hear, yeah, and that guy asked me if I use roids. That makes it Akira's turn.
Definitely not natural.
It's natty, bro.
I'm all natty.
Chakra improved.
And Akira just takes a step back. The expression like on his face like clearly changes to pure just... It almost looks like frustration, like, I'm gonna end this now. obviously trying to put on more of a facade. And he just raises his arms and then throws one out, then throws out another one. Sand Shuriken! And I cast Sand Shuriken and throw several shurikens at him.
Hmm. Is this a save or is this a you hit to attack?
This is I roll for this one.
Ooh, all right.
All right, so that was a 16 plus 7, 23.
Oh, does a 23 hit you, Kishiro?
23 it does, yes.
Okay, go ahead and roll your damage.
Oh my god. Mother of pearl. All right, so that was 18 damage.
18. Oh, that's okay.
Akira knows that Kishiro could take it. He throws four shurikens, and they one impaling, if you want to call it that, on the left side of his chest, just a few inches above his heart, but just the sand kind of splatters from it to make it look like it was more of a direct hit on his heart. Mm. Then he hits him in the rib below his right breast. Or right tit.
My knee bliss. Ooh.
Once in the stomach and then once like in his like around his belly button to the left, like of his belly button from his point of view. And then a fourth and final one on his basically directly right into his right shoulder. One after another, like bullets pelting and tearing through enemies. Except obviously he didn't throw them with the intention of piercing directly through him, but he also because he's trying to make it look like, yes, this could have possibly killed my opponent. And it also does inflict one bruise.
Okay.
And he showers him with another barrage of earth. Will the big mighty Hulk stand up to such a test of power?
Kishiro, upon taking this hit, is he took a step back and he's gritting his teeth, almost basically sharpening them. Staring down Akira with more of an aggressive look than previously, proceeding to run over and attempt to throw another punch, which will go with a... Hang on.
Yeah, now you have a minus one.
Wait, minus one on rolls or...?
On your punch, because it's a... You're bruised. Oh, bruised, yeah. So you have a minus one to all strength or dex-based attack rolls, ability checks, and skill checks. Somebody printed out a little handy-dandy sheet this time. Woo. Of fucking conditions. Only took me 7 episodes.
I'll see if a dice roll on my laptop actually picks up on any audio. That's 16 plus 3. Does that hit?
16 plus 3, so that is 19. That does not hit.
What? What's your AC?
21. Akira has, he has his sand armor.
Did you activate that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the 8 hours. Fuck. I forgot. You have it for 8 hours. Mm. Oh, my God. That's great. Insane.
I've got to roll 18 or more to hit this bastard.
So pretty much, you said it's what? Just like a throw? And it's just like you're just throwing a punch?
Yeah.
I mean, he is the ultimate shield.
Oh, shit. That's true.
Akira leans into it a little bit. He leans into the punch.
Oh, are you doing a perform? You want to do a performance check?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
He leans into the punch, which... Oh, fuck. That's an 18. So, like, Akira, obviously, though, has control over the sand and everything. So, as the punch is coming in, Akira kind of, like, adjusts his body a little bit, leaning it just into it. So, it's basically, like, if you make your fist into a knuckle, it just, like, you can barely feel it grazing across his cheek. However, in doing so, through control of some of the sand, he has some of it burst off of his cheek.
Mm.
Like a little...
Making
it look like he just got a solid hit on him, yeah.
Oh, and that's a solid hit on Akira Suna, breaking through the ultimate defense, folks. This is quite a match to behold. And that makes it... I guess it would be your turn then, right, Akira? Because he just attacked. Unless you have something else you can do, Kishiro. Do you have any like bonus action or anything?
As much as there is something I could do, but... I could do High Monk, but no.
So Akira then, as he's like obviously looking like he just got like sucker punched, he kind of staggers down a little bit, his hand gently grazing across the ground, and suddenly a bunch of sand comes up into his hand and starts moving like... really fast, almost not quite like a Sharingan, like a Sangon. It's a sphere of chakra and sand.
What are you casting?
chakra bolt.
Gotcha.
4-inch sphere. Yes, just 4 inches.
So basically like a weird sand Rasengan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so as he staggers away, he kind of like does like a little twirl. He turns around and just beams it at Kishiro.
I'll say, since you have the Jishin, since you have that clan type, I'll say it's possible for you to do this. And just so the people at home don't get all pissy, I know that Rasengan is a higher level jutsu.
This is meant to be like a, it's almost like you're throwing a baseball at somebody.
Right. I was about to say, it looks like he's flavoring it to look like a Rasengan. It's obviously not an actual Rasengan. It is the sand imbued with chakra that makes that visual look like that. It is not a Rasengan.
I honestly don't know how else to describe it.
It's a 4-inch chakra bolt.
God damn it.
And if you argue with me, you are a 3-inch chakra bolt.
So, oh my god. Okay, so that was a... 21.
Total damage?
That was a 21.
Oh yeah, that hits.
Is this a melee or a range?
It's a ranged.
So you take a step back then? Because he's right next to you.
Yeah, so like that's why I said he twirls. So like he kind of staggers away and he kind of did a little twirl to like kind of get a couple feet away.
The way range stuff works is you roll at disadvantage if you're within melee range, but if you're outside of melee range, you roll normal. But yeah, since he was right next to you and just missed a punch, if you try and get out of melee range from him, he's going to get an attack of opportunity. So would you rather roll at disadvantage?
I'd rather roll at disadvantage.
Okay. So roll at disadvantage. Damage, right? Roll again. To attack, yeah. So just roll another d20 and you take the lesser of the two. So your first one was, what, that 22?
That first one was 22 and the second... the second one is 26.
26? Was it a nat 20?
It was a 19.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, well, 22 then. So you still hit.
I'll subtract a little damage just because obviously he's not going all out, and for disadvantage. Because it is a range thing anyway.
I mean, it's 4d6, ain't it?
You can do non-lethal.
I'll say 10 damage, because I rolled about 15.
It would have been fine either way.
Okay, then.
Don't nerf your numbers, then. Baby.
Dude, you're fighting Kushiro here.
Yo, at the end of the day, that's my boy.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, so, okay, then, yeah, 16 non-lethal, or 15 non-lethal.
15, okay.
And he just beams it, and it just kind of cracks him, across the face, but obviously, it would hit, still hit, and obviously, like, hurt, but as it hits, it doesn't not like a baseball, it wouldn't drill into his face. It's almost like a snowball. It hurts like hell to get hit in the face with a snowball, yeah. But it kind of like pops.
Unless you're one of those assholes that waters your snowball.
That puts ice in it, or you're just a dick. Yeah, you're just a dick at that
point. I am that asshole.
Oh my god.
I accidentally threw one of those at a teacher.
Oh my god.
Who was telling us not to do.
Dude was trying to get expelled.
Tales of Kishiro. All right, that makes it your turn, Kishiro. Right. Another spectacular hit, folks. Have you seen anything so beautiful?
Kishiro, once again, gritting his teeth, basically just getting tired of getting hit and again, takes a step back and then promptly lunges forward to throw in one more hit. Since he knows that if he doesn't hit this one, he's basically going to just go down. 17 doesn't hit, does it? That gets me up to 20. That gets me up to 20 total, and you have an armor class of 21.
It's 21, yeah.
All right. In that case, I'll use misplaced misfire to correct the attack.
I was gonna say, you're really pulling kid gloves here. He's still using all his jutsu. You've just been punching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my second jutsu of the entire fight.
It's part of the plan, man.
Yeah, you haven't used much. Oh yeah, and you're in raw chakra form. So does that bump it up to a D10? Then?
That pumps up the what's it called?
I got a little British there at the end of that.
So that gets me one D10 and then a D8 for the first heavenly breath. And then due to the damage type of the combat braces, there's an extra D6 and a plus 4.
For what? For the Iron Fist stance thing?
Yeah.
I was wondering, I'm like, this seems like it's being very Akira heavy in the damage. And it's just because you haven't been using your stuff.
And should I flavor it and add some chakra dye in as well, since I haven't done that yet?
Do what you want.
This man's actually is like, okay, if I'm gonna throw this fight, I'm gonna at least break this man's face.
Hey, look, this is my only punch I've been able to throw for the entire fight.
The only damage he's done to you, you faked. So
I'll do.
Yeah.
I won't go with all three. I'll just go with two. I'm sure you can survive that.
So yeah, you do you mind if I add a little of my own flavor into
you
this?
You may.
I'm picturing Kishiro takes like one or two hits from like these bullets and stuff, and it all starts out as like a ha-ha type thing. You activate your raw chakra form, you're putting on a show, and then he hits you with that chakra sphere. And that one, it's kind of like when you go to spar with a friend or something, you know, and like you're sparring with them, rolling around on a
mat. That's when they hit
and
that
then they
little
just,
bit too close to the balls.
Yeah. Yeah, they hit you just in the right way to just really, like, tick you off
a
little
bit.
It
pisses you off.
Yeah, it's just like, I know we're friends, and I know that we said we wouldn't get mad, but I'm kind of fucking mad right now. And you just, like, you go to hit, and you're sick of missing. You miss another punch, and you just immediately think in your head. You're just like, you know what? Fuck it. I've been holding back. I'm gonna fucking get him. And you activate your thruster and use misplaced misfire and just catch him with an uppercut.
So I've got the die all set. We ready?
Go ahead and roll that damage.
26.
Holy shit.
How does that do?
Damn. You have now triggered Chakra Shield. Yep, so as he's going in with, like you said, that straight fucking uppercut, a huge swarm of sand just bursts from around him and it impacts it. Obviously, I think it would still hit him, but it does hold back the hit a lot.
Fucking hell. How much chakra does Akira have?
Lots.
A lot.
I mean, he's a ninjutsu specialist, so
yeah. I'm close to running out. So I subtract 13, so I only take 13 from that.
And he comes in and he hits on a punch. Oh my god, a taijutsu specialist hitting somebody blocking with sand. I'm sure this has never been done before.
So
folks,
obviously, like, that does hit Akira, and I imagine, like you said, it's like a straight uppercut, almost like a fucking shoryuken from Street Fighter. So it does kind of launch Akira back, like,
yeah,
5 or so feet, and he just kind of like lands on his back, like, ow.
You're like the ultimate defense. You haven't really been hit like that before.
Yeah.
Maybe even in this moment, Akira kind of gets a little bit of, like, that anger, too, but also a little bit of maybe respect. Like, holy shit, this is the guy I've been fighting beside this whole time? Like, maybe both of you are a little ticked off,
he's
but...
that fucking fast and strong that he punched right through my sand and got that solid of a hit on my ass. As he, like, hits the ground, and he lays there for a second. Kind of like you said, kind of like just, holy shit, I've been traveling around with this guy?
Yeah.
He kind of rolls to his side and pushes himself up, and he slowly turns and faces Kale or Kishiro.
Mm-hmm.
He has no injuries, but his skin has cracks and it's peeling away, revealing, you know, other skin.
Like your actual skin.
His actual skin. So basically it's kind of like how Gaara's is, like when he was fighting Rock Lee. He literally just has all these cracks and everything on his skin.
Wait, when who was fighting who?
When Rock Lee was fighting Gaara.
No, I don't know who those people are. We're
Did you not see this anime?
Shinobi. I don't Rock who? I don't Gaara.
We're talking about a character.
When you were on the mention of speed though, one thing I do want to mention. The current movement speed of Kyushiro is 60 feet due to all of the stuff that's stacked.
That's fast.
Fast as fuck.
Yeah, that's fast as fuck, boy.
Very. So it is kind of, you know, it's never, ever, ever actually been done before as far as I know in anime. But it is a lot like, you know, a really fast guy attacking somebody with a shield that just pops up randomly. I can't think of any scenes that come to mind. But
I wonder.
So you see, as he stands up, Akira looks over and he has this pure, like, kind of like how you describe, like, that look of frustration, like, that just rubbed me the wrong way. But at the same time, it's not this straight serial killer. It's like, holy shit. He slowly holds his arms up again, but as he does, he looks Kishiro right in the eye and he gives him a little slight nod of respect. Earth release, sand shuriken. And he throws out more shurikens at him.
I don't know about you folks, but that kid is creeping me out.
And that is a 20.
20 to hit?
Yep.
That hits.
Roll damage.
I can't dodge this.
He said roll damage. So 17.
Oh, yeah, I'm dead.
Akira waves his arms. Once again, four of these, like, razor-sharp sand shurikens flying towards you. Pew! One right in dead center of your chest. One... next to your right shoulder, more in your right boob.
Stop shooting my boobs.
Then another one, like, just below on the right side of your stomach. And then the last one that would be considered fatal is going towards your neck. but it suddenly goes flat, and it's more just like a little, right before it makes contact, it just turns into like essentially somebody just flicked sand at your neck, and it just
bink.
Yeah, I would describe it as a so it just kind of like sands, like it just kind of hits you and just kind of like sizzles down your shirt.
So Kishiro, feeling this, I take it, are you gonna pretend to die?
Kishiro just basically sort of fist on the ground on one knee, trying to regain balance, thinking, shit, no, I can do this. No, I can't, and then passes out.
Oh, what a hit, folks. The big guy goes down.
And as that happens, Akira raises his hand again, and the earthen grasp hands kind of start surrounding Kishiro.
Okay, all
right. And right before anybody can stop him, he does gently whisper with the last of his chakra that he has right now, medical release, healing aura.
Hey, you didn't even have to do that. I still have one of my chakra die. I could have healed myself.
Well, I didn't, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, so you get a little bit of health from the sand as it kind of comes up.
He would get back 6 health.
Okay, all right. Release him. Release the jutsu. Quit covering him in the sand. Nope, stop that. We'll deal with
Akira
that.
Akira literally, like, his eyes just in a really creepy way, slowly just pan over to the announcer who's saying that to him.
Okay,
and then he slowly lowers his hand and the sand just sizzles away.
With Kishiro being conscious enough, he deactivates all of his jutsu in an attempt to slow his heart down to pass himself off as dead.
Ooh, okay. Go ahead and roll a survival check.
Survival.
But the lower that you roll, the better. Because you'll seem more dead. Either that, or if you want, roll a performance check, and the higher you roll, the more you'll seem dead.
Survival or performance.
A low survival check or a high performance check. Which one would you rather go for?
Do you think that I could maybe use illusions from this distance to help?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, you activate.
Awesome.
You activate, like, your genjutsu. You know, you don't have to use your Sharingan for everything, obviously. But yeah, you can activate your genjutsu specialty and manipulate with illusion.
Awesome.
I'll say you can roll with advantage, Kishiro, for that.
All right. That is a 19 and a 7. I'm guessing I'm taking the 19.
Yeah, so you do a performance check with a 19 then.
Oh, wait, no. Performance is plus 1. Dirty 20. My apologies.
Dirty 20. Okay. Hell yeah. These two guys that you saw earlier, Kale, in the stands, come running out with their cloaks on. They come to grab him. They check him. Is he dead?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think he's dead.
All right. Well, get him up. Get him up. Come on. Get him out of here. Let's go. Let's take him down. And these two guys scurry off, the same ones that were carrying the body earlier.
And I go, oh, and I hold out my hand for my silver.
I'm assuming I'm being carried like over the shoulder sort of thing. Like a sack of potatoes or some shit.
Yeah.
All right. Mid-carry, he opens his eyes, looking directly over Akira, and just winks, and then just promptly goes back to being dead.
It's like, hey.
I'll say because you got a dirty 20, you can do that. If you didn't get a dirty 20, there's no fucking way you're going to lean over and wink fucking like Home Alone style or some shit. But okay. Yeah. You give him a fucking wink.
All right, fine, man. Fuck, a deal's a deal. He gives you 2 silver, Kale. Fucking rough, bullshit. Buddy. I saw you with him. I should have fucking known you know this shit. Creepy ass motherfucker.
And then you hear from the tournament area. And that makes Akira Suna the winner. On to our next match. We have Kale and Senji Amurame. Please come down.
As Akira's walking out, he kind of stops by, like, Azavi. I imagine they would pass each other walking, like, him walking out, him walking in.
Very anime style, yeah. You go walking past, there's, like, that split moment where it cuts from one face to the other. He winks at you.
He, like, looks at Kale and he just, the bugs, we know he's going for lethality. Be careful.
I'll try my best.
And Akira gets back to his seat and will, is there actually, like, before, like, they start that fight, is there anywhere Akira can go to buy, like, any items or anything?
This is a kind of a carnival, so there's, like, vendors and stuff on the outside of the tournament areas, for sure. You can leave the arena and, like, go kind of snoop around if you want.
Can Kyushiro take a long rest since he's no longer involved?
Can Akira go, like, find something like a chakra regenerator or something like that, or something that would help? I think just eating helps, right?
Like, you just kind of want to, like, rest up, get some...
Yeah, he wants to rest, get some of his health back, get his chakra back. He wants to maybe eat something or take a pill or something like that that'll help get him even more chakra back because he knows he might need it.
There's the ninja tool of the food pills, so that will do that. I don't think there's going to be anybody selling those here, though, because it's more of a military type thing. You're in a fairgrounds area, but food, drink, that kind of stuff is easy to come by. I'll say you can kind of shop around the vendors and look for somebody who might be more militaristic selling, but the chances are very low. You're going to have better odds in, like, an actual, like, surplus area near, like, military bases.
Wait, Marcus?
Yeah.
Didn't we have, like, bags and shit like that?
We did.
If I remember correctly... from, like, episodes ago, admittedly this was probably, like, yesterday or the day before in the timeline, but Kyushiro still has a chicken in one of his bags.
Oh, yeah. It's long dead. Smells awful.
I'm not eating a rotten chicken, my guess.
You know what, rotten chicken? Dude, why are you... What's that fucking smell, man?
So, like, Akira, like, walks out, goes to, like, one of the stalls, and just gets himself, like, a nice... Well, actually, are there any, like, stalls or any guys that look like they stand out? Maybe, like, not quite security guards, but maybe guys, you know, selling weapons and stuff like that at the fairs and festivals. They're like, yeah, we're selling kunais, we're selling ninja gear, or, like, we're selling art, like an army surplus booth. Like, they do seem to have those.
There definitely is, but we need to cut over because there's actually something very important going on I wanted to describe. Kishiro. As you get taken into this, you feel yourself kind of getting, walking downstairs, you feel kind of a downward elevation type thing as these guys are carrying you, and they're kind of talking to each other. And the one says,
Yamaguchi, come on, don't make me carry him from the bottom, you're the big one, you can do this, don't even make me, why are you always making me do this shit?
Oh, come, I didn't mean to, you're the one who walked first, man, come on, like, I'm just trying to care.
Oh, come, shut your stupid...
One thing I do want to mention, though, because Kyushiro is slowly relaxing in a form of rest, because of how the body works, he's slowly getting heavier. You better figure out how to move him
over
really quick.
You're really trying to get them to drop him.
Okay, yeah, so you don't even need to make an insight check. They're kind of dumb. They carry you down. They set you down on what sounds kind of like, you hear like a metallic cling as they set you down. And then you hear like caster wheels on concrete floors. You hear like tables kind of moving around. And you hear the two guys who carried you out kind of leave and they shut the door behind them. But before you really have a chance to sit up and take inventory of yourself or anything, you... see the door kind of crack back open as two people come bustling in and you overhear their conversation. You have your eyes closed so you don't see anything, obviously, because you need to
pretend to be dead.
Yeah, you hear these two people come in and one says,
I know I shouldn't be picky and CK's always happy for the extra, but next time can you try and only bring sets?
I don't think you understand what I went through for those eyes. How about I don't tell you how to fuck with dead shit, and you don't tell me how to bring you parts? Does that sound good?
I wouldn't expect a Neanderthal like you to understand the complexities of organ transplant and rejection, but point taken. I must say, I'm surprised to see you only brought three. I'm no mathematician. Oh wait, yes I am. But last I checked, two people should mean four eyes. You're not going soft and leaving people alive now, are you, Susaji?
Think of Uchiha eyes as fine wine. The longer you wait, the better.
Still, I've never known you to leave the seal on a bottle.
Maybe I never found one worth waiting for till now.
And that is where we're going to end our session.
Oh my god.
Damn. I should not have played that.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you'd like to hear more about our thoughts on the show and what we're planning on next, please come to our Patreon. That's patreon.com/dungeonsandshinobi. You can also tweet at us. That's at Dungeon Shinobi. You can go to our Discord. All the links will be in the show notes. Do you guys have anything you want to plug before we go?
No, not right this very second.
Okie dokie. All right, guys. Well, We'll see you on over there, and thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
See you around.
Bye-bye.
Frog here. Oh no, Miss Piggy!